Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Behave as a Church by Dr. Christopher Powers addresses the church and the impact of the church's behavior on its work, as well as areas where the church may be lacking in ministry. Dr. Powers has served as a pastor in Northeast Arkansas churches for 18 years, has been in the gospel ministry for 32 years, a graduate of Andersonville Theological Seminary in Camilla, Georgia, holding Doctor of Theology and Master of Divinity degrees. He and his wife, Teresa, have been married for 24 years. Dr. Powers is the author of the Behave series, including Behave as a Follower of Christ, Behave as a Fisher of Men, Behave as a Church Member, and now Behave as a Church, recently featured at the Printers Row Lit Fest in Chicago and will be presented at the upcoming Frankfurt International Book Fair. Dr. Christopher Powers joins us on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Good to be here, Rick.
Looking forward to the conversation today. This is such an important book and addresses a topic that really needs to be addressed, and you do it so well. What were some examples from being a pastor which gave you inspiration to write each of the book in the Behave series, in particular this book, Behave as a Church?
Well, it started out is that I was noticing that as a pastor, we're called to make disciples as well as do evangelism, but there was just not enough discipleship books out there. And I thought I'd start writing a series of discipleship books to help pastors and church leaders and Christians themselves to know exactly what they need to be doing. And that was the inspiration behind writing these books.
I love the title of the book. It's the Behave series. Each book starts with Behave. How did you come up with the title? What's the reason behind the series Behave?
Well, as a pastor, I'm always trying to encourage my members to act like Jesus Christ. And so I just kind of simplified it in one word, behave. And so every time I tell someone to behave, I'm basically telling them, hey, you need to go out into the world and to the mission field and act like Jesus Christ. So that's what the word behave, the reason behind the word behave is.
You know, there's something about that word. When we hear it, it gets our attention, and it does. As
you're
writing, look, behave. It's like, okay, I need to find out why I need to behave, and then you listen for the message. The Behave series is available, of course, at Amazon, wherever books are sold. This book in the series, Behave as a Church, of course, available there as well, by Dr. Christopher Powers. He's our guest on the program today, and you can find information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You recently became a pastor at one of the larger churches in your career. Do the books apply to both small congregations as well as the larger congregations?
Yes, both small and large congregations should be able to apply these books because as a church, we're called to fulfill the Great Commission, going out and making disciples as well as evangelizing those who are lost. And those that churches that are not filling the Great Commission, they, to me, in my opinion, they become stagnant and they're just not moving. They're just not doing what God called them as a church to do.
And the questions that you bring up in the Behave series, in this book in particular, Behave as a Church, are something that would apply to all size congregations. For example, what is the purpose of the church? You don't have to be large or small to be able to have to answer that and to understand what your mission is. Why did you decide, and what was the motivation for becoming a writer? Was this something that you've wanted to do, write the book, or something you feel this message is so important you really needed to become a writer?
Yes, I was, as I did my study, and I would always take notes, write them down. It's like, this is something that would be great in a book, and it would be great for all the churches to have. And so the more information I collected, it's like God was saying, hey, you need to start writing a book. And so I started with the first one, and it's just blossomed from there. And I'll continue to write until God says that's enough.
Well, I was going to ask you, will this series continue, or is this the fourth and final book? It sounds like as long as you have the divine inspiration, you're going to keep writing.
Yeah, I got two more so far that's going to be in this series. And if God leads me another direction, I'll write some different types of books. But There's at least two more coming.
I would say, think as in the role that you have as pastor, you probably see areas every day and have ideas to write this book and to write the next book and keep an active notebook of topics you can discuss. Do you think the book is good advice to the new and tenured church members? Is there something there for the new people?
Yes, the new people, new Christians that come on, they're learning, they're seeking ways to grow in their walk with Christ. So, it's a good discipleship book for them, and and it's written in such a language that it's going to be easier for them to understand. And so I break it down for the babes in Christ to learn, understand, but then also those who are mature Christians, they can pick it up easy and just dive even more deeper into their walk with Christ.
And you do a wonderful job of breaking it down and making it relatable. And we do sort of a self-assessment as we're reading the book as to where we stand and how we would answer these questions. I mentioned sort of a focus on new members of the church. Is there a tendency you find that people that have been going to church for years maybe find themselves slipping into walking through the motions, maybe not really paying attention as they might have done 10, 15 years ago when they were new to this?
Yeah, I do. I find them that they've been doing it for so long, it becomes routine, and so they need a challenge. We need a challenge. I need a challenge from time to time, and this series does grab your attention and say, hey, you need to come out of this rut or routine. You need to become refreshed, and so we're always praying and seeking for revival. Well, getting back into the Word of God, having commentaries that go along with the Word of God will help break that cycle, but also give you a fresh and new anointing for revival in your life.
You know, I was thinking of that as you mentioned, you know, I need this as well. It's interesting. Was this good for you in writing this book series? Was this able to bring into focus areas that you really need to be a leader in?
Yes. Matter of fact, one of the next upcoming books is Behave as a Pastor. So further their leadership in their congregations and the churches they lead.
With us on the program today is Dr. Christopher Powers. He is the author of the Behave series. The book we're focusing on today is Behave as a Church. Others in the series, Behave as a Follower of Christ, Behave as a Fisher of Men, and Behave as a Church Member. All of these, of course, available at Amazon. A link to the Amazon page when you go to our website. Book available, readersmagnet.com as well. And again, all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What do you hope the main takeaway is? You touched on this a little bit before, but it's so important, I believe, and let's go back over that again. What do you hope the main takeaway is when somebody reads this book or any of the Behave series or all of the Behave series? What do you hope the main point is?
The main point is my prayer is that they begin to grow in their walk with Christ, but they grow so much that they are getting excited and they start telling other brothers and sisters in Christ about their growth and the information they find in the book. But it just starts sparking that they start burning bright and they start telling others about Jesus Christ and people start getting saved. So the overall is really just to glorify God in whatever I write.
What is that like for a pastor when you see that happening, when you see your message taking hold and you see people following your instructions? How that has to be very rewarding to think that, you know, I've made a difference in these people's lives and the people that they're touching.
It is an awesome feeling that I feel that I have done what God has asked me to do. And he's blessing me with that warm feeling that they're getting it. They're connecting with the message and they're starting to practice it, put it into practice, starting to learn that we need to make more disciples. And it's just an awesome feeling. It's just like riding behind the tailwind of a jet. You just go along for the ride for what God's got in store for you.
This has been an amazing life for you, not just as a pastor yourself, but being the son of a pastor. How important was that? What messages did you learn from your dad, and what wisdom have you taken from him into your ministry?
I've always learned from my dad that to be personal, to love on the church members, to kind of be where they're at, rejoice when they're rejoicing, cry when they're crying. I learned from my dad that the messages that he spoke were as important to him, so that the messages I speak are should be important to me. And he's constantly had said, you need to know where you come from, and you know who you belong to. Well, he was referring to himself as being, I'm his son, but he was also referring to the fact that I am a child of God, so therefore I need to be behaving like a child of God.
In the Behave as a Church, is this written from your experiences of pastoring a church? Is this where a lot of the ideas come from?
Yes, a lot of the ideas come from the 18 years that I've been a pastor, but it's also from the fact that my dad was a pastor, and then his dad was a pastor. So I'm a third generation pastor. So we have all of these stories and things that were passed down. But whenever I was going in the summer months, rather, when dad would go to pastor's conference, I'd sit there at the table and I had something to do, but I was always listening to the pastors tell their stories. And these are experiences I write about.
And the book is Behave as a Church. That's one of four in the series. The author is Dr. Christopher Powers, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon, the usual places, readersmagnet.com, being featured at some international book fairs during the course of the year. Chicago, I mentioned, coming up will be Frankfurt as well. You mentioned in the book some of what you see, some of the troubling signs that you see or experiencing, not outside the church, but inside it. What were some of the things that you witnessed that you felt really needed to be addressed?
Most of the time it's where people are just wanting to have their way instead of trying to meet people in the middle. They're just trying to be overpowering. As far as they want to call the shots instead of following the order that God set up for the church or doing things the proper way. And I haven't really seen a fist fight in church, but I have heard several stories of fist fights in church. But I find it interesting that when people get kind of irate, it could possibly get to blows like that. And so I wanted to address the issues that concerned me, that we don't need to be fighting amongst ourselves when there's many people who are dying lost and going to a place called hell. We need to be loving one another so that when we go out into the world, we can be loving on those who are lost.
Well, you really point out something that probably occurs in churchgoers. We don't even think about it. Just trivial issues that we get caught up in and miss the big picture because of that, that you do such an excellent job at bringing out in the Behave series, this book in particular, Behave as a Church. What's the impact of all of this on young people? We keep reading that young people are not going to church in the numbers that we would have expected and would have seen in the past. Are all of these issues playing a role in that, do you think?
I do. I think that whenever they see adults who are not getting along, or adults who are, use the word stagnant like again, or adults that are just not being genuine, they're thinking, well, why should I continue to go to church? And so for this reason, I believe the young people are starting to leave church and not attend, because they just didn't see it as importance in the adults who they were going to church with.
You talk in the book about the importance of the Holy Spirit living in the heart. And if we could all capture that, what a wonderful world this would be. Talk about Amen. That and why it's lacking and what we need to do to open ourselves up so we do have the Holy Spirit living in us.
Well, the Holy Spirit is such an awesome power that God gives us to live in us. The Bible says that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So we have the awesome power of God in us. And this same power is this one that spoke the world into existence and was with Moses as he divided the sea, the one that raised Christ from the dead. This power is the same power. And if we're not tapping into the Holy Spirit, if we're just putting the Holy Spirit in a box or quenching the Holy Spirit, then we're not letting our light shine. We're not letting the river of revival flow through us and where it can begin to bring fruits of, for healing of the nations, as it speaks about in the book of Ezekiel.
What kind of response are you getting? Because you bring up issues you talked about before, that maybe we get caught up on these and we're missing the big picture of what we could be doing, what we should be doing. What kind of response are you getting? I'm looking at reviews on Amazon, and they're all very positive for all of the books in the series. What feedback are you getting?
I'm kind of getting the same kind of reviews. Ones that I find to be so valuable that made me stop and think, or you have really caused me to want to read this book really, really slow and just dive in and just soak up everything that is written in these books.
And that is an important part, because this is a book, a series of books that you can buy and refer to. It's something you can read now and go back and refer to as you need to have replenish the message that the Dr. Powers is bringing. This book is Behave as a Church. Very briefly, let's talk about Behave as a Follower of Christ, Believe as a Follower of Christ. Talk about that book very briefly. What's that the message in that?
That book is the message in it is to follow Jesus Christ as he walked this earth, as he set the example for us to live by. And he started outreaching for lost souls. He reached to the disciples to make disciples. And as follower of Christ, we are to live like Christ. And we are to pass that on in making disciples.
And that book is so well written as well. You will go through this and you will learn. You will be inspired and motivated from that book. You touched on that one of the others, Behave as a Fisher of Men. What is the message in that?
The message is basically we start out taking a look at where the disciples were fishing all night and didn't catch anything. And then Jesus comes along and says, hey, I want you to follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. And he starts teaching them how to basically share Christ, how to reach out to those who are sick and hurting and those who are lost without Jesus Christ. And so he begins training them on doing this. And so he says, I want you to do the same thing. Go and train others how to be fishers of men. And then at the close of the book, it's like that after Jesus had resurrected, Peter went to the shore and he's like, well, what are you going to do, Peter? And Peter's like, well, I'm going fishing. And I think that's a great closing is like, well, that's what we need to be doing. We need to be going out and fishing each and every day for men and women and boys and girls who are lost.
And you lead us in how to do that. That's Behave as a Fisher of Men. And the third in the series, Behave as a Church Member. Talk about that. What is the main focus in that book?
The main focus is that the fact that the Holy Spirit, once he comes into us, to our hearts, he gives us spiritual gifts and how we are to take those spiritual gifts and apply those spiritual gifts. Not just one. We have a capability of obtaining all of them through the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, but we build up on each one that God, the Holy Spirit gives us, and it strengthens us to be able to behave as a church member should. And that's that going back to the launching pad to behave as a church, where if you're using these spiritual gifts, then there won't be fighting and fussing within the church.
And then the fourth book in the series you just mentioned, we've been talking about Behave as a Church, coming out soon, will Behave as a Pastor. So you've got yourself under the critical eye there as well as you're writing that book. When do you think that will be out?
Well, it will probably be out after I write this next one. I'm actually working on Behave as an Overcomer in Christ, and Behave as an Overcomer Christ is focusing on the issues of struggles, the circumstances that we have, and the temptations. And it's basically focusing on how to live in Christ and allow him to give us the strength to overcome the situation. Then Behave as a Pastor is going to focus on the daily work of a pastor, the preparation of the pastor, and how that we also need to go out and visit, and how we also need to be training, how we need to be leaders. It's going to be just focusing on what pastors ought to be behaving like.
I am looking forward to both of those books, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about those. The series is so well thought out. It is so well written. It's the Behave series, the book we focused on today. Behave as a Church. You'll find the book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble as well. You're on Facebook as well, too, aren't you, Doctor?
Yes, I have a Dr. Chris Powers, pastor and author Facebook page, and I try to keep it fresh every day. Not the best at that in the world because I am so busy as a pastor, but I do try to post things from here and there.
Well, you'll find that at Facebook and all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And again, readersmagnet.com, I thank them for arranging the conversation with Dr. Powers today. Readers Magnet, self-publishing and marketing company. Book featured in Chicago at the big book fair there, the Printers Row Lit Fest coming up in Frankfurt International Book Fair, international recognition for the Behave series. Dr. Powers, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Well done with the series. Looking forward to more. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. Thank you.
It is our pleasure. Once again, the name of the book is Behave as a Church. That's one of four books in the Behave series. All the information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Books available at readersmagnet.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Links on our website. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.